Station. Aha.
We're also just a few days away from Pesach Sheni, which just was Pesach Sheni. If that's the same, it always were. Pesach Sheni is followed by Lag B'Omer. So I just want to share something the Rebbe Zecheinu Livracha spoke about just a few moments. It was a Shabbos between Pesach Sheni and Lag B'Omer, and he was discussing the connection between Pesach Sheni and Lag B'Omer. So what's the meaning of Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni was Vayiu Anoshim Ashehoyu Tmeim. It was Shabbos when he spoke. He spoke Bechlal Shabbos. A Talmud Chochem is Ikri Shabbos. A Talmud Chochem is Ikri Shabbos. Not a Talmud Chochem, it's like a record during the week. So Pesach Sheni, we find Vayiu Anoshim, they were Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. And they tined, look, they weren't able to do the Korban Pesach. So they were tining Lom and Nigora. Why can't we do the Pesach Sheni? It wasn't their fault. The fact that they were tummy wasn't their fault. In fact, because the day is Abipashtus, it wasn't their fault that they were tummy. So what was the answer? The answer was that there's an Eitzah Pesach Sheni. That there's an Eitzah Pesach Sheni. And in fact, the Eitzah Pesach Sheni is not only, you know, there's an alternative. But in Chassidus it's explained that Pesach Sheni has a Mailu Legabi Pesach Rishon. The union of Pesach represents a leap, a person going beyond the regular Madrigas. That's the union of Pesach. And the Chiddush of Pesach is that even though you're making a leap, the Mishnah says that Pesach ain't bo ele lachilo. The union of Achilo and Pesach, that's why a tummy is also able to eat the Korban Pesach, because it's mechatchila bo ele lachilo. So in Alpipnimius it comes out that on one hand, you're doing a leap. So a leap, l'chura, normally is something which doesn't become a pnimizdika thing. Sometimes experience is a leap, but it doesn't really become part of you. It doesn't become internalized in you. The chiddush is that the Korban Pesach could become internalized. In other words, that leap becomes internalized in you. And in the leap gufa, in a leap itself, there is a concept called a Pesach Sheni. It's a higher leap. It's a higher leap, similar to the idea that we find that there's Davidus HaTzadikim, which is connected to Chedesh Nissen. And the Aveda of Chedesh Ir, which is more connected to Tshuva. The union of Refuah, Chedesh Ir, is Rosh Teves Ani Avayi Rifecha. The union of Refuah, G'day L'Tshuva Shemivir Refuah Le'elam. So we find also that it was the Luchas Rishenis, which was the Mailus HaTzadikim. And on the other end, there were Luchas Shnius. Luchas Shnius was even higher than Luchas Rishenis in a certain way. Again, in other ways, it was lower. But in other ways, Luchas Shnius reached higher. It says that with Luchas Rishenis, you only had Chamisha Chum Shetere V'Sefer Yeshua Bilvat. And through Luchas Shnius, we have the Chavdalot Tzvarim and all the Brises and Mishnayas. Everything came through the Luchas Shnius. So it comes out that we see that there is a Musig of a Maila that says, on one hand, you lost, you seem to have lost, but in reality, that's it gained. So he compared it at that time, I'm saying in that sicha, he compared it, he says, there are certain, I'm just saying it's appropriate maybe for this shir, that there is a concept of people that are Shabbos dikiyim. Talmud Chacham Ikri Shabbos. Shabbos is a time where kom lachtecha asuya. So there are people that are Shabbos dikiyim. There are Yidden that they don't have to get involved in Melacha, they only get involved in Torah, Torasim, Umnasim, on a certain level. And in all Inyanim of Panrasa and other Inyanim is all Melachtim Nasis Hayidei Acherim, for whatever reason. That's how the Eibishter was Mezakeh them that they should have. But then there are other Yidden, and most Yidden, which the Seder Advarim is, that most Yidden have to go to work. They have to go to work and they have to get involved in Yoni Elam. That's al Pi HaTeira. It's a Pi HaTeira. It's not a fault of theirs. It's normal. That's the way the Eibishter set up the world. That there's a union of Shei Shonim Tizmer Sadech, but she's shouting Tizmer Kamecha, like it says in this week's Parsha. In fact, there's a Mechilta in Parshas Yisrei where he says, Sheshes Yomim Tavid, Zu Mitzvah Saseh. That the union of Sheshes Yomim Tavid, Zu Mitzvah Saseh. But a person Ketaina, there are those Yidden that are Shabbos Dekiyit. And I am Lechura, not a Shabbos Dekiyit. I'm a Yid that's a regular Yid that has to go to work and do my regular thing. I'll Pi Atera. But Lechura, so if that's the case, Lomani Gora, why should I be a Pesach Yid? That in a certain way, there's a certain tumah of having to do with the world, there's a certain worldly tumah, which ultimately is Lomani Gora. It's Taka of a Lomani Gora. So on that, the answer is a person has to realize that Eino Chinami, there's a mailan being a Shabbos Dechiyit, but Fakert, the person that didn't do the Pesach Rishon, he didn't have that Pesach Rishon, but ultimately he had a Pesach Sheni. And that Pesach Sheni reached higher heights, greater heights, than the union of Pesach Rishon. So to speak, a person has to realize that. That the Kavanah of the Eberster is that there should be, ultimately, just like person doesn't have Averus. So it's very hard to understand how it works. That the Kavon is the union of Tshuva. Because Lechura Devish doesn't want you to do an Averus, which is already a separate subject. But ultimately the Kavon is that there should be the Aliyah of Tshuva. So Al Derev Zeh, Tshuva is for Averus, or even not for Averus. The ultimate is that there should be the Aliyah which comes through Pesach Sheni. But on the other hand, if a person is going to start feeling, good, I'm very, very happy. And therefore I feel very content about what I'm doing. So then sometimes you'll get so involved in your work and being so happy about being in work, so that'll also bring you down. A person is supposed to have the aspiration to have a shaychus to the union of Tirasi Umnasi. And that's where we're between Pesach Sheni and Lag Beimer. Pesach Sheni represents this idea where a person realizes that despite the Yerida, the Tachlis is, ultimately the Yerida will bring it to a greater height, Pesach Sheni. But on the other hand, if a person is completely content, and that person doesn't have the aspiration for Tirasi Umnase, so that person will be missing out as well. So there we come to Lag Beimer. Lag Beimer is the union of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as hopefully we'll discuss a little bit more about Arichus. Connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which the Inyan Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Tirasi Umnasi, Rav Shimon V'Chaverev Tirasi Umnasi. So a person has to always have, so to speak, the aspiration for the having a shakas to Tirasi Umnasi. And that's also expressed, we could say, Negev the Shir, that most people that come to the Shir are people that are not Tirasi Umnasi. But the idea of it, that during the Shir, a person is like involved and takes out time from his day to learn Teira, so that's like, so to speak, the me'ein of the Tirasi Umnasi during the time. A person can have at that time, it's like there's a vort of the Alter Rebbe, there's a kviyas b'zman and a kviyas b'nefesh. Person sets up a time, when he should learn, and then there's a kviyas b'nefesh, that while he's learning, he has no shachas to anything. Like the Rebbe, Zechayin Al-Bach, many times said, he says, when a person's learning, it's punkt wie Shabbos. He doesn't, er hat nicht den Telefon. If the telephone is ringing, er hat es nicht. So al derech zeh. So when he's middle of learning, there's no telephone. There's no schnocking telephone. That's Shabbos. Er hat nicht den Telefon. At that point in time, he's Shabbos. And the Rebbe says this word that we're speaking about is also connected to this week's Parsha. We start in the Parsha, the Pasuk start, Kisoveu la'aretz, V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'ashem. And then the Pasuk continues, Shei shonim tizra sodecha, v'shei shonim tizmer kamacha. So it's Yedua the Shaila, that L'chura, when you start off, you don't start off, V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'ashem. It starts off, Kisoveu la'aretz, V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'ashem. And then it says, Shei shonim, the Seder is, Yotzaveu la'aretz, Shei shonim tizra sodecha, and then it'll be V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'ashem. So the Pshad is, there's V'shav sa'aretz, it's brought down. Rashi says, Shabbos la'ashem, Kimei shenamar b'Shabbos Bereishis. What's Kimei shenamar b'Shabbos Bereishis? Shabbos, we discussed this already in the past, and it's a very important concept, that B'chlal, in the Bria Se'elam, it says, Bereishis bara likim. Bereishis bara likim. Brought down, that Lamed beis pa'amim namar Hashem alikim in the Bria. Until the inyan of Shabbos, it says Lamed Beis Pam Shem Alikim. When does it say the Shem Avaya? The Shem Avaya is after Shabbos. It was Vayichul Hashemayim Baruch V'Chol Tzvah, and like it's brought down Vayichal Alikim. The Likim Keilu was was Uis, and because Shabbos came, so then it was B'yei Masei Savai Elikim. That's when the Shem Havaya was introduced. So the chilah between Shem Havaya and Shem Elikim is the Eberster, the way the Eberster is Elikim B'gamatri HaTeva. The Eberster creates the world, but it's HaTeva. It's a world which seems to run according to the laws of nature. That's Elikim B'gamatri HaTeva. And the Shem Havaya is Havaya Nisi, the union of Nes, of Elikus, which is Lamaila Me'ateva. That's the Shem Havaya. And that's the chilah between Shabbos and during the week. During the week, the Eberster created a world, which that world is a world where, so to speak, there's the rules of Teva. And the union of Shabbos is the Gilui of Elikus, which is Lamaila Me'ateva. And that's supposed to be also in the Aved of a Yid. The Yid during the week works, gets involved in Elam, so although his working is L'Shem Shamayim, but ultimately he's getting involved in work. And when it comes Shabbos, he has to be Shabbosnik. Even when he eats, it's not because he's eating a meal. He's eating a Shabbosnik meal. He's eating, some people are makbid to wear a jacket and a hat when they sit and they eat Shabbos. It's a Shabbosnik meal. It's a Shabbosnik meal. So, huh? So on one end is Azeh. When a person comes down into the world, a person has to aspire and realize that the tachlis is v'shav sa'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Just like a person has to aspire for tirasim nasi. But on the other end, he has to realize that what he's doing is the tachlis of the kavan of b'ris elims. And dafke through what he's doing, that's how he's going to be able to fulfill the kavan of the Eberster. The Eberster didn't create a world which should only be Shabbos. If the Eberster would have created a world which there's only Shabbos, so he wouldn't have brought down a neshama lamata. The neshama could have remained lamayla, and it would have been a yom shekul Shabbos. The Eberster created a world in which there's a sheshes mi'amaisa. But every sheshes mi'amaisa comes back to a Shabbos. And from the Shabbos, you go to Sheish Yismiya Maisa. It's like a spiral staircase. In other words, if you have a proper Sheish Yismiya Maisa, so then you have a proper Shabbos. And if you have a proper Shabbos, so that proper Shabbos comes to even a higher Sheish Yismiya Maisa. And that Sheish Yismiya Maisa reaches even to a higher Shabbos. And that's the pattern of life. This pattern of life is that there's a Sheish Yismiya Maisa with things of L'Shem Shemayim, and ultimately you reach Shabbos. Alvera, from Pesach Sheni, you come to Lag Beimer. We're saying the comparison from Pesach Sheni, you come to Lag Beimer. Alvera Zeh, from Sheish Yismiya Maisa, you come to Shabbos. This is again, Bamas Hagdom. It's Erev Lag Beimer. So we wanted to speak a little bit about Lag Beimer. Lag Beimer is the Yadua, and it's brought down that there's Lag Beimer, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down that Talmid Rav Akiva is Poskul Lomus. It's very not clear what exactly happened over there, the Poskul Lomus. Be'amas Achreinim, Claire, I mean, why is that a reason for Simcha? L'chure, they were Mesu. So L'chure, that was the Gemar Ha'Velus. So Enoch Namid Ha'Velus is not Nimshach. But on the other hand, how is that a reason for Simcha? How is that a reason for Yem Simcha? It's only a reason that the Ha'Velus were finished, not L'chure, the Yem Simcha, the Pashto. It's not clear. Because L'chure, they finished. The Chavdal and Elif passed away. Some of them remain alive. It's not so clear. But Al-Kopanim, in other places, is brought down. It says, in Mishnah Chassidim is brought down that Yom Lag Ba'Emer is the day of the Hiludat Rashbi. It's brought down in Pri Etz Chaim. I think that's the Mokrim. It says, let's just make in Nachamo. Let me start again. In Zayir it says that the day Rav Shimon bar Yochai passed away, there was a psagan semaisa. It wasn't stam. He called it Hilula de Rashbi, Hilula Dili. He called it Zmayim Hilula. And it says he put together the whole Idra, the story of the Idra. It's towards the end of Zayir. He brought together all his Talmidim, and all the Talmidim were there. And there was a Simcha Gdela, and then he only let only certain Talmidim come in to the Idra, and over there he was Megala Seydes Hateira, that he was never Megala B'Yomif. Although the Arizal was being, the Rashbi was Megala Seydes Hateira all his life, but nevertheless, on the day of his Istalkus, he was Megala Seydes Hateira, that was never Nizgala. And in Mele, he only let certain Talmidim come in there. Until he finished off, The brach, Yisro brach, that forgot the pasuk. Brach that chayim ad olam. So by the word chayim, that's when he passed away. By the word chayim, when he was in the middle of the word chayim, that's what it says in the Zayir. And it says also that he said that you should be sameach b'simchasi. That everyone should be sameach b'simchasi. But when was this simcha? It doesn't say. It doesn't say what day it was. In the Zayir, it doesn't say the day. The day of the simcha, the fact that this day that is discussed in Zayir was Lag Ba'omer, that says in Kisvei Ariza, that says in Kriyat Chaim, that the day was Lag Ba'omer, and there it's brought down, and it's brought down also in Mishnah Chassidim, that the Alter Rebbe writes in a letter, it's brought down from the Shem the Alter Rebbe by Nechemia, that everything that it says in Mishnah Chassidim is only from the Arizal, what he heard from the Arizal. So it says over there, I wrote it down, B'yeim lag be'emer, mitzvah l'smeyach simchas rashbi. There's a psa'inyin of simchas rashbi on lag be'emer. It's a simcha of rashbi, the simcha of the yeim ha'istalkus. And that simcha of the yeim ha'istalkus is a psa'a mitzvah l'smeyach, and the rashbi was mitzave kilo that people should smeyach b'simchas. Now the ma'is is, that's a musik that a person is being. So there's two things have to be understood. One thing has to be understood, a Pashto Shaila, what's the simcha of Istalkus? Why is it a simcha? What's the simcha of it? The Rashbi in Istalik, L'chura, Mrs. Tzadikim, is Kiyem, whatever, the Chazal say. Save is basically Kiyem. And over here, Mitamol, is a Psa Mitzvah, L'smeach, in Simchas Rashbi, which is Yema Yilul L'shalem. That's question number one. Another question, which needs an explanation, is why is a Yema Istalkus called Yema Yilul? This is a general question. It's very common. You see Yem HaYilulah of this tzaddik or Yem HaYilulah of this tzaddik. Where does the idea of Yem HaYilulah come? It comes from the Rashbi. The Rashbi said, Hilulah Dili. The Chura Hilulah means Chasna. That's the Taichi Hilulah. Hilulah is simple. So the Chura, how is a day of a Istalkus called a simple? That's the Shad, a Chasna. What's in the Gehen of Chasna? But again, the Rashbi, this is just a point, near the Rashbi, there's a Yerushalmi, I don't know if everyone knows the Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that when Rabbi Akiva was giving smicha to his Talmidim, so he said, Yeshiv Rab Meir Beresh, Rab Meir should sit first. So the Yerushalmi says, Neskarkemu Panav Shrav Shimon, that Hayitochen, you have to know what it means, why is Rab Meir sitting first? So on that, Rabbi Akiva answered him, Dayecha, Shani Ubeiracha Makirim Kechacha. In other words, it's enough. Einachinami, in this world, people don't understand who you are. Dayecha, it's enough for you, Shani Ubeiracha, me, and the Eibishter is Makirim Kechacha. They say, Rabbi Meir was a person that the Gemara says, Leyokol Chacham Lamed Al Seif Daite. So Rabbi Meir was a Shalei Be'erach of the other Talmidim. But on the other hand, everyone knew that he was Shalei Be'erach. In other words, there's a Mezot Tavort. Person goes into a shir. And the shir is a Tifa shir. So there's something, you walk into the Tifa shir, and you walk out confused. Because it was a very Tifa shir. Then there's another Madrega, you walk into a shir, and it was a Tifa shir, a very Tifa shir, but you don't walk out confused because you didn't understand anything. If you understand something, the shaykh is, you know, there's three ways of walking into a shir and walking out of a shir. There's a way of walking into a shir, you walk in, you understood what he said, and everything, go back, and you understand what happened. Then there's a metzias, you walk into a shir, and you walk out confused. And then there's another metzias, you walk into a shir, you fall asleep, and you go out. What happened? Was it Yishen? Because he had Giret, such things, but Chai didn't understand what he's talking about. Al Derech Zeh, we're saying Rab Meir was Liyochlu Chacham Lamed Al Seif Daitik. They heard what he said, and there was a depth, and there was a depth that they couldn't reach Seif Daitik, but they realized that there was a depth. Rab Shimon Bar Yochai was in such a level of depth that Bechlal Dayecho Shani Ubeirecho Makirim Kechecho. Only Rab Kiva was able to be Makir Kechecho. Why up is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was Chmeis Rabbi Akiva. But it's brought down, also in Kisvei Arizal, it's brought down that Bechlal, the Asor Arugi Malchus, were connected the Shvatim. They were connected to Shvatim. Samiri the Gathim. Now, how many Shvatim were there? There was only nine. So why were there Asara Arugi Malchus? So it says in Arizal that one was connected to Eibishter. Because the ten, the minion of the Mechilas Yesiv, the Eibishter was part of that minion. So who was connected to Eibishter? Connected to Eibishter was Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was connected to Eibishter, and that's why he had Asara Arugi Malchus. Very hard to understand. Because the Eibishter was involved, Kaviyochel, in Mechilas Yesiv. And Rabbi Akiva took the punishment for that. So Memela, so now we understand, Ani Ubeiracha. Rabbi Akiva Ubeiracha, Makir and Kechacha. So we see there, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Bebchinas Adarge, which is Bechlau, not, this is, we're not shakers to understand the Dargas of any Tanoim Vamiroim, or Bechlau Tzadikim. But we're talking about the Rashbi, even the Gabi, the Hecha, Hecha Madregas, Ani Ubeiracha, Makir and Kechacha. There's a mate, Azeir, which also Psapeladik Azeir, that the Zayr says on the Pasuk, Yiroa Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. So there's a Zayr, some people get nervous hearing such a Zayr even, that there's a Zayr that says, Man Pnei Ha'odin Hashem Dorashbi. That Man Pnei Ha'odin Hashem Dorashbi. Rashbi goes into the gather of Man Pnei Ha'odin Hashem. There's a order of the Rebbe somewhere, that the Rebbe writes, that people get nervous hearing the Zayr, get very nervous, but Ba'amaz is Yishalmi and Bikurim, Pei the Gimel, Alachi Gimel. Then over there it also says, over there it doesn't say, Menigeh, Pam Pnei Odin Hashem. It says, V'havaya Beheichel Kotche. And the Yishalmi says, Do Rabbi Yitzchok B'Rabbi Lozo. So Yishalmi and Bikurim. So Yishalmi says, what's Pshat? How could you say such a thing? You get nervous even hearing such a thing. So you do, I just say over a word of Chassidim. It's a word that Chassidim say. Pshat is Azay. There is, for example, it says the Melech wanted to take off his crown. So he's looking where to put down his crown. He's looking around. So he put his crown on a tshvok, on a nail, on a hook on the wall. So the question was, why do you have to go look for the hook on the wall? There's so many people around. Why couldn't he put his crown on top of one of people's heads? The tenets is that if he'll put it down on the person's head, and the person will start looking at himself and seeing the crown, he could start thinking as a psashakis to the crown. So in Mela, the only way to place the crown is on something which can't have a shaykhis to the crown. Someone that could think that he has a shaykhis to this crown is a person that's not shaykhis. You can't put the crown on him. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself, "Ano siman ba'alma," that his whole metzias is only a siman felikus. So, in other words, when you say "Dor Rav Shimon Bar Yochai," it doesn't mean Rav Shimon Bar Yochai chas v'shalom is man pnei Odin Hashem. It means in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, all you saw was man pnei Odin Hashem. Because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was so nothing. He was kaviyochel at shvok. He was just a nail. So Memela, what you saw over there was Mam Pnei Odin Hashem. That's the pshat. The tachlis habitul. That's the shadow when you speak about tzaddikim. You speak about them in such great milus. What's the great milus? The great milus is that by them there's such an amadrega of bitul that it's felt only on the kus. So on one hand, Rashbi, we say on him that he's aniu beiracha makirin kechacha, and on the other hand, we say Mam Pnei Odin Hashem dor Rashbi. And on the other end, we find that also it says in Kisvi Arizal that there was a certain Talmud of the Arizal that used to say Nachim every day. And Vaistris, he said Nachim not only in davening but also in benching. And he said, because by him, just like a Yid on Tisha B'Av, we say Nachim, because on Tisha B'Av is a time where a Yid is supposed to feel the Churban. So in the Mele, you feel you need the Nacham, you say Nachim. This Talmud of the Arizal was a Talmud that felt every day that he needs the Nacham. So in Mele, every day he said Nachim. And he said, and it's mashma that he said Nachim on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Even on Shabbos and Yom Tov he said Nachim, because he felt that he needs the Nacham. One time, this Talmud of the Arizal was in Miron, on Lag Beimer. And he also said Nachim. He said Nachim in Tfilas Mincha. And the Arizal told the Talmud that the Rashbi was very makpid that you said Nachim. Because in the Madrega of the Rashbi, this Kaviyochel is brought down, it's also a very hard concept to understand, that there are certain neshamas gveis that as far as they're concerned, there was never a churban. Nor they're in such a madrega that the churban never happened. The churban, the neshamas of the Rashbi, we're trying to bring out that on one hand, the Rashbi is shalei berach. And on the other hand, he's expecting that people should have a shaychus to his shalei berach. So if there was a Talmud that said Nachim, he was makpid. That Talmud has no shaychus to this madrega. The answer is he's expected to have a shaychus to the madrega. And al derech zeh, the Rashbi is saying that we should be sameach v'simchasei. It means to say, on one hand, we have to realize that the madrega of the Rashbi is shalei berek bechlal. It's a madrega in the Chassidish language. It's called a neshama d'atzilus. It's a neshama which comes from a different level completely. The dogma of the highest neshamas. The highest levels of neshamas. And he came down into this world as such a neshama. But on the other hand, because he's a neshama klolis, a general neshama, so every yid can have a shaychus to his neshama. So therefore, we're expected to have a shaychus to his neshama. Now what's the inyan that the day of his estalkus is called the hilula? It's called the hilula. So the amas, there's two biur. There's a biur which explains the estalkus of every tzaddik, why it's called the hilula. And there's a beer, why Dafka the Rashbi's histalkus is called Hilula. We'll talk first about the regular beer. The Gemara says, Hai Alma, the Azlinon Minei, Kibei Hilula Damya, Chatei Vachel, Chatei Fushsi. Literally, pshat in the Gemara is that this world is like a chasana. And what's the meaning of a chasana? A chasana, there's a Suda. Vaisis Ipsasuda Bedugba of a what they call a smorgasbord. And the Mela is a smorgasbord, Mechap, Mast. We'll call it Kiddush. Kiddush, Mast. Mechap Aran, you get a piece of herring for whatever. Chatei Machel, Chatei Fushti. I think that's the Prashtip Shot. Hai Alma, Yaz Lina, Milafaran Chapin. Chatei Fuch, Machel, Chatei Fushti. You have to Chap Aran. That's the Prashtip Taich. Chap Aran, Ablad Gimar. I paid it till him. You have to chaper. Pasuk chumash. That's the pasuk of shah. But Chassidus teaches that hai alma da azlina minei means that the pshat is azay. The word da azlina minei means this world is a world that da azlina minei, which means through this world you become a mahalach. It says, a neshama, before the neshama came down lamata, the neshama says, Chai avaya asher amadati lefonach. There's a neshama that's a bepkinas oimid, and there's a neshama which is bepkinas mahalach. What's that? Oimid means it stands in one place. And mahalach means it's going. But the emes is, the neshama before it came down into this world was also mahalach. Because everything is constantly going from one madrega to a madrega. You can't say that things are staying in one place. So what's the pshat that the neshama before it came down lamata? They say the neshama, not clear. The neshama came down lamata. Why? It's a yirida tzeirach aliyah. What's the aliyah? The aliyah is that the neshama should become a mahalach. What type should become a mahalach? So it's brought down that in mahalach there's two madregas in mahalach. There is a mahalach which is a mahalach midarga ledarga. It means you go to one level, from the second level you go to the third level you go to the fourth level, and so on and so forth. So even though you're constantly going, but since each madrega is be'erech of the madrega, so therefore ultimately you never really left the first level. Because you always, even you went through thousands of madregas, but ultimately each step had a shaykhus to the previous step. So therefore you never really left. You never really left your original situation. When is it called that you really left your mahalach? Your mahalach means when you make, which we say called today, a quantum leap. A quantum leap means you leave your previous level and you completely go to a new level. So a dogma of this inyan, just to understand, the Gemara says, Rav Zeira, when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he was some Meir Tanis. He fasted a lot of Tanis fasts in order to forget Talmud Bavli in order to be able to learn Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Nemaisa. We know that if you learn a Psa Masechta, so the next Masechta hopefully will be a little easier. You learn two Masechtas, it'll be easier. You learn through Shas, I would imagine, but I imagine if you learn through Shas, so the second time around it'll be easier. But the Kayetza, but as Ishtel is a form. But a person, so what's the thing? You have to forget what you learned in order to learn Vaita. L'churi, the more you learn, the easier it is to learn Vaita. The Teretz is, it depends what we're talking about. If you're going from one Madrega to another Madrega, which the second Madrega has some Shaychus, Erech, to the previous Madrega, so obviously, if you're going on if from the second step, it's easier to go to the third step than from the first step to go to the third step. But if you're going, we're talking about a quantum leap. We're talking about a completely new Madrega. So being involved in the previous Madrega is something which is a hindrance and it's a disturbance to the new Madrega. It's talking about when you're having a, it says that a person has to, when a person in the Neshama goes into Gan Eden, he has to be toivel in the hard dinner. He has to lishtaka chesu the hayam. He has to forget b'chlal what this world looks like, in order to appreciate what's going on in Gan Eden. There's certain madregas when you have this level of this level shalei ba'erech. So you have to, so to speak, go from. You have to completely leave the previous madrega in order to be able to go to the new madrega. So that's the pshat. We're saying this world. When you come down into this world, you come down into this world. What is the ufta of this world? The ufta of this world is that through this world you become a mahalach, which means a neshama lemaila is also a mahalach. But it's a mahalach from one madrega to the other madrega, and each madrega is be'erek than the previous madrega. The neshama lemaila, when the neshama comes down lemata through getting involved in gashmis and taking gashmis, which gashmis be'etzem has l'chura seemingly no shaychus to likus. Apparently, it doesn't look like it has a shachas delikus. And in Gashmis Eilam, being the way it's supposed to be, and taking a Gashmis Dikavol, like we were speaking before, the Sheishis Me'a Maisa, a person, the fact that Shabbos is a Shabbos Dikiyid is not such a big Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Sheishis Me'a Maisa is a Shabbos Dikiyid. He has a shachas to Shabbos. He's taking Eilam Haza, and that Eilam Haza is using L'shem Shamayim, Kol Masecha B'chol Drachecha De'eyu, in Eilam Haza, where there's all kinds of different obstacles of life. And over there you have a Shachas of the Eibishter, that's when the Neshama becomes a Mahal, becomes a Emes a Mahal. That's when the Neshama becomes an Emes a Mahal. Becomes an Emes a Mahal. So Al-Derech, Rav Zeir was a Moshe. Rav Zeir was a marshal that we see that when you want to make a quantum leap, you have to leave the previous Madrega and come to the new Madrega. Just trying to prove that there's a... So Alderev's over here. So we say, Hai Alma de Azlinon Mine. This world, that the Azlinon Mine, that you're becoming a Mahalach. How are you becoming a Mahalach? This world is Kibayi Lula Damya. What does it mean, Kibayi Lula Damya? Kibayi Lula is a chasm. What's the meaning of a chasm? The Eibishter created Zohar and the Keva Baraisim, Vayivarachisim. So there's a Zohar and there's a Keva, there's a Mashpia and there's a Makaba. When a person has Chasna, so the union of Chosn, it says, Chuz Darko Nesivitza. A person has to go down in Zecharot Lozen. No, the Neshama of Yisach. The Neshama, the way the Neshama is Lamaila is in Gan Eden. Then the Neshama comes down Lamata. And he's mislabish in a bocher, and the bocher is learning Tera, and he's involved in Tera and davening, and he's involved in Eilam. So he's in a miniature Gan Eden in Eilam Haza. And then the neshama, then you go to the bocher, and you tell the bocher that it's already higia azman in chuz darga unesivitza. You have to go down. You have to come down in Eilam Haza, and coming down in Eilam Haza is a yirid. It's a yirid the gdel. But dafka, through this yirida, is where the person reaches a madrega, which dafka, that's the tachlis of the bria. The Eibishter created a world that there should be pru revu, and in dafka and in pru revu, there should be the gilui of kech in sof, because it's brought down when a person has children, and those children can have children atzei kol adeiros. So there's the gilui of the kech in sof. The gilui of the kech in sof is nizgala. In the union of chasma, so the hilula represents a chasma, And what's the inyan of a chasna? A chasna is the yirida of the neshama to get involved in zocher in the cave of Boreis. And what's the tachlis of the hilula? The tachlis of the hilula that there should be peror revu and there should be the gil of kech yisof. So and that we're saying, that's the pshat, that's the pnimis dik of pshat. Hai alma das linam, now we'll say over the taich. Something you want to touch. Hai alma das linam, this world. Which the Azlinamina, which from this world you became a Mahalach. Why did through this world you became a Mahalach? Because Dafka through coming down into Elam Haza. Over here you became a Mahalach, because that was the Ufta of the Neshama. The Neshama Lamaila was also going up one Madrega to another Madrega, but it wasn't a Mahalach in the sense of a quantum leap. But Dafka, when he comes down Lamata and he has his obstacles and his Sterengen and his Yetzer Hara, and all the difficulties of life, which people would rather not have, but Lepel, that's what they wish to create in the world. So that makes you Azlinam, and that makes you a Mahalach. And that's Kibayi Luladam, that's like a Chasna. How is it like a Chasna? Just like a Chasna. Through the Yerida. Through the Yerida of Zohar in the cave of Bora Yisam. So there's the Gilu Akech in Sof, and then becomes the Tachas HaYerida of Pru Revu Milosaris V'Kivshua, which is also Baruch Nisinyan, there's a new Peru Levu, that's Yedua, that's brought down also in Kabbalah. That every time there's the Zivuk of Ish V'Isha, the way it's supposed to be. So it's Melid Vlodis Ruchni, which also have effects in Gashmias. So Sof Kol Sof, so that's what he's saying, Hai Alma, that's Lidim in the Kibay Luladam. But how long is this Hilulah? How long is this Chasna? This Chasna is the Meshach Mechayim of a person's life. That's the chasna. So mele, when a person comes, let's say if you make chayov, and it comes the last day of his life, and we're talking about a tzaddik, that this tzaddik, certain people didn't finish their aveda. There's a lot of things they have to still fix, and they have to come back. Masha'in ken a tzaddik that did his aveda b'shlei Musa, and now he's taka finishing off the aveda of the high alma das lina mine, and now he's becoming an emes mahalach. So at this point in time, it becomes kibay luludam. That's the emes chasna. And like it's brought down, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Igeres HaKedush in Simuch of Zion, famous Igeres HaKedush, where he wrote to be Menachem, in Igeres, a Mendel HaDoker, a Mendel Vitebsker. So he said that he writes over there that the day of the stalkers of a tzaddik, so at that point in time, is all his maisim avidose is oyla lemaila. And then it's Mamshech, Hamshach is Lamata, and Pale Yeshua is Bekerav Haaretz. It's actually Pale Yeshua. It's Pale Yeshua. That's the Inyan of a Hilula. So on one hand, we're saying, that's the Inyan of a Hilula. Kitzur, we're explaining over here why a Yema Histalkus is called a Hilula. Because the Yema Hilula means the day of the Chasna, which means it's the Gemar of the Chasna, which the Inyan of a Chasna is in order to be Megal of the Kech in Sof, which is the Klolus Inyan Aveda Lamata of Hayam of Azlinimene. Maybe just finish over with a little short story. That it was a Yid, I think maybe I said the story once. There was a Yid that was called Velvel Green, Dr. Velvel Green. He was a scientist, and he was a very, very choshev scientist, NASA. And he became Frum. There's a whole story how he became Frum. Not for now. So he became a little bit niskarev, and he finally decided that he's going to keep kosher. That was a major move in his life. He decided he's going to keep kosher. He came to a meeting in Manhattan. He was there, and he spent time over there, and he walked out of this meeting, and he was very, very hungry. He was extremely hungry. And he comes down, in Manhattan, you know, in the corners they sell hot dogs and you know, they sell a drink and a hot dog. And he really was very tempted, you know, he just very, very recently decided to keep kosher at home. It wasn't such a big problem, but he's like in the street, he's hungry. And he's thinking to myself, you know, it's such a geis Eibishter and the Chagres a scientist, NASA. I mean, the Eibishter, the Elam Hazah is also big, so the Eibishter, the Chnogres. So such a big Eibishter, and I'm such a, and the Eibishter has so much. And I'm so small, and I'm just hungry. So what's going to get to the Eibishter if I'm going to eat something now? It's a big deal to the Eibishter if I'm going to eat something, I'm not going to eat something. And he was like fighting, and finally he decided, no, I'm not eating. So the next, I don't know if he, how much after that he was in the Rebbe, by the Rebbe in Yechidus. So he told the Rebbe that he was there. So the Rebbe says, at that point in time, that's when it started. Your relationship with the Eibishter started then. The whole time everything is this. When you had that struggle, and you held yourself back in that struggle, that's when your connection to the Eibishter became. That's when it started. A person has to realize the struggles of life, that is what, that's a high alma das linam minay. That's where, that's the taklis. The taklis is that quantum leap that we're able to make dafka through the Elam Hazah and through the struggle. The Eibishter help that the Eibishter shtaka be pale yeshuas b'kerev ha'aretz, should be sichas ha'shmi.
I'm about the high, the high